Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. If you weren't with us yesterday, I want to open this segment by reading you my commentary that came out today. I made a few changes in it, by the way. I read it to you raw yesterday after I'd just written it just moments before the show began, and I've made a few changes to it, and it came out today at conservative websites all around the country. It's creating quite a stir. The title is, I'm not anti-vax, I'm pro-vax, as in vaccine. But what if this experimental COVID shot is killing people? Don't Americans have a right to know? And the reason I think it's important you hear this again, if you heard it yesterday, and the reason I think it's important you hear it for the first time, if you didn't hear it yesterday, is because there's a split in the conservative movement, right? Sean Hannity was on TV last night begging conservative viewers of his show to get vaccinated. And again, I'm not going to say something bad about Sean. He's just ignorant. Obviously, he's ignorant. He obviously doesn't know anything I wrote in my column. Who would beg people to get vaccinated for a disease that has a 99.9% survival rate, and the only people that die, for the most part, again, there's always exceptions, and those exceptions are terrible tragedies, and my heart goes out to any family that's part of that, you know, one in a billion. But the reality is that the only people who die are very, very, very old and very weak and very feeble, and in many cases sitting in a wheelchair, dribbling on themselves with dementia in a nursing home. That is not enough to stop society. That's all. If you want to spend billions to protect those people, you have Wayne Root's full approval and support. Go spend billions and protect the really old, really weak, and of course anybody who's very ill with stage 4 cancer. Well, they're just, you know, in bad shape immune-wise, and a COVID germ could kill them. I get that. So protect them. But you can't stop the rest of us from living and eating out and working and enjoying life and keeping the economy going. It's insanity. This is all insanity. It's a flu bug. But it's not insanity. It's a communist attempt to control us and to take over this country. So anyway, I wanted to write something that proved I'm not anti-vax, but this experimental COVID shot is not a vaccine, and it's killing people, and Americans have a right to know. Here's my commentary. I have to start this column by stating I'm not anti-vaccine. To the contrary, I've never been anti-vaccine. In my 35 years on national TV and radio, I've never spoken out against any vaccine until now, but I sure think everyone deciding on whether to get it or not deserves to hear facts about the dangers. This vaccine is a disaster. As a matter of fact, it's not a vaccine. It's an untested, rushed-to-production, experimental shot approved for emergency use only. This is far different than polio, smallpox, or any other life-saving vaccines in our history. Don't let the liberal fake news media confuse you or shame you. This experimental COVID shot has about as much in common with a life-saving polio vaccine as a dog has in common with an alligator. Based on science, i.e. facts, based on the government's own CDC-linked VAERS vaccine death and injury reporting system, the truth is this vaccine must be immediately suspended before it kills, injures, and maims more Americans, i.e. human guinea pigs. More on the facts in a moment. First, a few common sense observations and questions. Let me state it again. I have no problem with vaccines, but don't we each have a right to choose what we put in our own bodies? Women have a right to choose death for a baby in their womb, but all humans don't have a right to say no to injecting a dangerous, untested, experimental shot into our bodies? And don't we have freedom of speech in this country? I never heard the Constitution granted exceptions to freedom of speech. I didn't know of a
media or Google or Facebook that we lost our rights to free speech. Did you know that? The truth is, everyone taking this COVID experimental shot has a right to know all the risks and dangers. In private industry, if you withhold the risks from a buyer or investor, the government prosecutes you. It's called fraud. It's called taking advantage of people. That's why every investor prospectus has 20 pages of disclaimers and risks at the front. The government requires it. The CDC-linked VAERS reporting system is fact. No one has ever questioned it before. For decades, it's been the gold standard for reporting vaccine injuries and deaths. But the same mainstream media that opens every newscast and every front page of newspapers with the number of COVID cases and deaths has never reported on the number of COVID vaccine deaths and injuries. Strange, yes? Did you know VAERS reports over 11,140 Americans dead directly from the vaccine? And over 400,000 seriously injured or adversely affected by the shot? This VAERS system is widely considered to be greatly underreported, so the numbers are undoubtedly much higher. Are you aware a whistleblower claims the death toll from the vaccine is actually over 45,000 Americans in just one reporting district? A lawsuit was filed just this week claiming the CDC is hiding this gigantic mounting death count. In the EU, the numbers are even worse. Their vaccine reporting system reports almost 20,000 dead from the vaccine and 2 million injured or adversely affected. This number does not include UK or half the countries in Europe, which aren't members of the EU. So the true vaccine death toll must be around 40,000 dead in Europe and maybe 4 million seriously injured. These aren't normal numbers. These are the worst numbers ever reported in the history of vaccines. The number of deaths and injuries are far higher than all the deaths and injuries from all the vaccines of the past decades combined. In the past, such as in 1976 during the swine flu pandemic, the CDC has suspended and ended vaccine programs over just a tiny number of deaths and injuries, numbers that are a small fraction of today's COVID shot. But we've never had death or injuries of the magnitude of this experimental COVID shot ever in history. Last week, are you listening to me? Please listen. Last week was the second week in a row more Americans died from the COVID vaccine than from COVID. That's astonishing. And the death count is accelerating rapidly. 2 weeks ago, there were 6,985 deaths in the VAERS system because of the vaccine. 6,000 and change. Then it rose in 1 week to 9,000 and change. And now a week later, it's up to 11,140 dead from the vaccine. Let me repeat. According to the CDC-linked VAERS system, Americans are dying faster from the COVID shot than from the disease COVID. And the media doesn't care? Don't Americans or all human beings have a right to know these numbers before deciding whether to take the shot or not? Why is this story being blacked out? You'd think these facts were on Hunter Biden's laptop, along with the underage girls. Even more remarkable is the complete fabrication told by the CDC over the past few days. They claim everyone getting COVID and everybody hospitalized for COVID is unvaccinated. It's such an absurd lie, Pinocchio would blush. Bernie Sanders would object. Bernie Madoff would object. More on that in my next column. The sum up is, it's criminal how the dangers and deaths from the COVID shots are being blacked out from the news. But worse, having now seen the unimaginable number of death and serious injuries on VAERS and seeing it dramatically accelerating over the past 2 weeks, it's time to call for an immediate suspension of the vaccine program until this disaster can be investigated and corrected. There's my column. And I'm telling you, the biggest lie I've ever heard, other than the election, is the idea that everybody with COVID now is unvaccinated. Folks, it's become a national joke. The CDC are pathetic liars. They should be put in prison. This is murder. This is fraud. This is horrible intent to injure for life. They're not telling you about the death and the maiming and the lifelong consequences of autoimmune disease caused by this vaccine. But to say that, I mean, that's terrible. But to say that everybody's got to get vaccinated to make you panic, to make you hysterical by claiming that everybody's sick is actually sick because they're unvaccinated is the biggest lie I've ever heard. I mean, how stupid do they think you are? There's six Democrats from Texas that ran away from Texas because they're afraid of voter ID. And they've got COVID and they're all vaccinated. So it's staring you in the face. There's six right there. There's three New York Yankees who are vaccinated. They've got COVID. The list goes on and on. There's Olympic athletes. I think there's now like dozens of Olympic athletes all vaccinated who have COVID. It's a lie. I personally know so many people who got vaccinated and they got COVID. They never had it before. They got it after being vaccinated. You can get vaccinated to get COVID. You can be unvaccinated to get COVID. COVID is the flu. People get the flu. I'm going to get it one of these days, I'm sure, despite all of my health, all of my fitness, all of my 90-minute workouts, all of my organic food, all of my 100 vitamin pills a day, most of them amazing antivirals. I haven't had the flu in 30 years, and I would never take a flu shot, but I'll still probably get COVID. Okay, it happens. I'll be down for 3 days. Give me a break. This is ridiculous. But don't lie to me. Don't lie with such an obnoxious, blatant, absurd, pathetic lie that only the unvaccinated are sick. You're lying, but guess what I dug out? I'm writing this story now. It's a scam. I've got the proof. The CDC on their own website admits as of May 1st, they stopped keeping track of vaccinated people who get COVID. They don't want to even mention that. Of course, everybody with COVID is unvaccinated because those who are vaccinated with COVID, they don't keep track of. What a scam. Bernie Madoff, my God, it's a Ponzi scheme.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders, and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is for vets by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Make no mistake, inflation is here.
Don't be fooled by the double talk coming from Jerome Powell and Janet Yellen. You can see it for yourself. Gas prices up 60% year to date,
and most of that increase came before the Colonial Pipeline was hacked.
Want a new home? On average, it costs $35,000 more than a year ago just because of the soaring lumber costs. Inflation is the number one killer of fixed income portfolios. Inflation is the number one killer of your current standard of living. Commodities prices have been soaring for over a year, and our diluted dollars have lost an immense amount of purchasing power due to monetary expansion. Your best protection is gold. That's where my good friends Rich and Michael Chekin come in. Their team at Asset Strategies International wants you to keep what's yours. For my listeners, they're offering 1 ounce gold bars at just $59 over the gold price. That's right, just $59 over the gold price while supplies last. Call them today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, or go to AssetStrategies.com. Tell them Moore sent you, and you want to keep what's yours.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Liberty HealthShare. If you need a healthcare program for 2021, you are in luck. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Learn more at libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You can choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $120,000 since I joined. Could you use an extra $120,000? To find out more about your health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Raw and unfiltered.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NobleLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a NobleLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, I really want to thank all of you. I can't answer every single one of you who wished me a happy birthday, sent me an email. You're all wonderful people, and I really appreciate it. And so many of my fans have my email memorized, WayneRoot@gmail.com, and so many happy birthday wishes. And so many of my friends called me this morning and sang happy birthday, and I've got it on my voicemail. And, God, I've got the greatest friends in the world, but they've got the worst voice I've ever heard. I have some of the worst melodic happy birthdays you've ever heard in your life. But, you know, all my friends are businessmen. So, you know, businessmen can't sing. None of us know how to sing. So, in any case, terrible, terrible voices, but it's the intent that counts. As a matter of fact, I always smile and love it when someone sings me off-key happy birthday. It just shows you love me, and that's nice. And so thank you all to all of you who sent the birthday greetings. And, yes, my email is WayneRoot@gmail.com. Yes, my website, RootForAmerica.com. My latest commentary is there about the vaccines, and I'll have one in the next 24 hours about the biggest lie ever told, the CDC claiming that everybody is unvaccinated who's getting COVID. What a lie. Sons of Liberty CBD is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I talk often about how hard I work out. I'm in the best shape of my life at the age of 60 today. Can you imagine? Today's the first day of being 60 years old. I love working out hard every day, and I work out 60 to 90 minutes every day, and that can cause serious aches and pains. And I know a lot of my fans who are over the age of 50 and 60 and 70 have aches and pains without even working out. And so I was commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader, the former Super Bowl champion and Redskin quarterback and Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over the age of 50. And Jay said, you got to try sonsoflibertycbd.com. It'll heal your body. No more aches and pains. He was right. I feel like a million bucks. Sonsoflibertycbd.com has the highest quality CBD you'll ever find. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal, 100% American grown and made. It is real. It is mainstream, and it works. And for my listeners, Sons of Liberty CBD is offering a discount of up to 25% off every single purchase if you use the code WAR15 to check out for Wayne Allyn Root. Up to 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, sonsoflibertycbd.com. Just say WAR15 to get up to 25% off. If you want to know what's coming to this country, and I know what's coming. You know, remember, Trump isn't president. Biden is the president. You know he's chomping at the bit. He wants a lockdown. It's Cloward Piven. There's two ways to destroy this country. One is with open borders and let everybody in. And by the way, that ties in with COVID, too. Can you imagine how our nation is being berated? If you don't get a vaccine, you're evil. If you don't get a vaccine, you're an idiot. If you don't get a vaccine, you're some sort of a crazy person with an antenna on your head. If you don't get a vaccine, you're a conspiracy theorist. If you don't get a vaccine, you don't care about everyone around you. But yet they're letting in millions of illegal aliens from the poorest countries in the world with all the third world diseases, including COVID, and they're dropping them off. They're flying them on airplanes. They're all getting you sick. They're putting them up in hotels. They're getting you sick. They're dropping them off in neighborhoods and communities and schools near you, getting you sick. And that doesn't bother them. There's no requirements on any of the illegal aliens to get vaccines or to wear masks or to be tested for COVID before they illegally break into our country. Everything's fine with them. But you are just the worst person in the world if you don't get a vaccine and wear a mask all day long and can't breathe for the rest of your life. They could suffocate you with a diaper on your face. It's unbelievable. The riffraff, garbage criminals they're letting into this country that are going to overrun us, are going to kill us, that are going to drunk drive murder us, that are going to gangbang us and rape us and all the other wonderful things. MS-13, when I say gangbangers, MS-13 gangs who murder people with just abandon. Who extort restaurants, who extort small businesses, and murder you with a sword if you do not pay them. And that's what they're letting in the country, and so many of them have COVID. And you wonder why COVID's spreading. Has it ever occurred to you the entire COVID is because of illegal aliens? You're letting in millions of third world people. But the second way they're going to destroy us all, Cloward Piven, is with lockdowns. Australia, I'm going to save this for the last segment of the show, because coming up next, we've got a great interview with a great American patriot, Captain Sam Brown, former U.S. Army captain, vehicle struck by an IED blast, leaving him severely burned and wounded, his face severely burned and wounded, and Twitter tried to censor him with a picture of his severely wounded face on July 4th. Twitter's a disgrace. Twitter's a traitor to the United States of America and the U.S. Constitution. Twitter's disgusting. You should all make sure you lose Twitter. Just ban them. Just destroy them. Just bring them to their knees. But Captain Sam Brown will be with us in the next segment. And then the final segment, I'll tell you about Australia, where almost the whole country is locked down because a few people have COVID. I think five people. What a joke.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden held his second full cabinet meeting on Tuesday, where he discussed the importance of Americans getting the coronavirus vaccine in the wake of cases climbing once again across the country.
We have to stay vigilant, especially with the Delta variant that's out there. While COVID-19 cases are rising, virtually all of the COVID death and hospitalizations are from unvaccinated people.
Biden's comments come as more than 80% of coronavirus cases in the United States are being linked to the Delta variant. Blue Origin has sold almost $100 million worth of tickets for future space flights. Jeff Bezos has already gone to the edge of space in a rocket designed by his company, and he described demand for tickets as very, very high. A seat on the first flight with the Amazon founder went for $28 million. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Coming to you from the house that Root built. We've got a great interview with a great American patriot. For our freedoms, it's great to meet someone like that who is still alive, who's been through incredible trauma, and did it all for us, made the sacrifice for us. I'm talking about Captain Sam Brown. He is now a Republican U.S. Senate candidate here in Nevada. He put his hat in the ring just days ago, and he is a former U.S. Army captain deployed to Afghanistan in 2008. His vehicle was struck by an IED blast, leaving him severely burned and wounded. And not only do we thank him for his service to the country and his sacrifice to the country, but he put a post up on Twitter on July 4th, and I will allow him the honor of telling you about it. Captain Sam Brown, Wayne Allen Root, how are you?
Wayne Allen Root, happy birthday, friend. How are you?
Fantastic. Thank you for the happy birthday wishes. And tell everyone what happened on Twitter on July 4th. I think it's a telling and fascinating story what we're up against in this country.
Yeah, it really is. It's a shame, but should be no surprise to the conservatives across this great state and across the country that on the 4th of July, I very simply posted a unifying message of freedom is not free, with an image of me saluting our flag while in uniform. And this was after I was wounded in Afghanistan. So in the photo, I very clearly have some pretty severe scars from burns I sustained in Afghanistan. And the post was very, very widely received. It was incredible, Wayne. It had over 2.5 million views and just incredible engagement across the country for 3 days. In fact, Not the Bee rated it as one of the top 4th of July posts in the nation. And
wow.
The Wednesday following the 4th of July, I very quietly, unannounced, filed with the FEC, the Federal Elections Commission, to become a Republican candidate for U.S. Senate here in Nevada. And hours later, a Twitter bot picked that up, publicized that, and Twitter basically censored that post and immediately threw it into Twitter dungeon.
On what grounds?
You know, they didn't give us what I believe to be an honest or truthful answer. Their kind of blanket statement was that it was a setting that I created to mark that post as sensitive content, which was absolutely not true at all. And this is just an example of the type of silencing that big tech has been, you know, directing at conservatives. And it's not uncommon now. I mean, look what they did to President Trump while he was sitting in the White House. To completely deplatform a sitting United States president is absurd. And the fact that they were able to get away with that, you know, should be no surprise that they would go try and pick off, you know, some brand new, you know, candidate in a race that, you know, The political classes say this guy shouldn't win, you know?
Hey, Sam, and I hope you don't mind me calling you Sam. I feel like we're friends now, but I also feel like I should call you Captain Brown. But
But, Sam, you don't know that I'm banned for life from Twitter. So, you know, you talk about President Trump, but can you imagine all I am is a voice in the wilderness fighting for the middle class, fighting for the silent majority, fighting for the working man and women, fighting for lower taxes, fighting for smaller government, and they banned me for life on Twitter and never contacted me, never told me I was banned. I found out because media all over the United States and all over the world put up a articles online that Trump's friend, Wayne Allyn, radio host, has been banned for life by Twitter. I didn't know about it until the UK Daily Mail put that up. And then America, you know, had all kinds of media that followed, Newsweek and Time and the New York Post and all kinds of newspapers and all kinds of websites had Wayne Root's been banned for life from Twitter. I didn't know about it. And no one to this day has ever told me why, but the UK Daily Mail claims they said because I questioned the election. Now, as a guy who's running for U.S. Senate and as a guy who literally almost died for his country and has severe injuries for his country, you know, don't you think everyone has a right to talk? Don't you think every opinion matters?
Absolutely, every opinion matters. Look, here's the thing, and here's the place we need to get to back in this country, is where we can have a free exchange of ideas. I believe in the idea of a free market economy of ideas where the best ideas are going to win the day. And all we're doing by having big tech companies silence one idea, promote other ideas, is we're skewing the national conversation. The American people are smart enough to be able to sift through the ideas that are toxic, divisive, and just, you know, frankly, in many cases nowadays, we're seeing a lot of things that are rooted in Marxism. These are evil ideas and things that I think we should be able to discuss those as well as our voices and our opinions and our ideas on what makes this country great. And the American public will be able to sift through that. It's a real shame. But look, there's some hope in all of this. And the fact that you've been banned, the fact that they're starting to censor me, the fact that they have banned President Trump, shows that our ideas are a threat to the things that they're wanting to promote. Otherwise, if we had no voice, if we had no impact, they would just leave us alone and we would be, you know, a lonely voice without an audience. But we do have an audience because there are Americans and in this state there are Nevadans who are tired of having the things that we believe in, the things we value, just run over and trampled. And we're tired of a political class that doesn't represent us. And that's why I'm stepping up, because for far too long, the political class has not shared in our challenges and our suffering and represented us well. And we're going to change that. And Nevadans are responding in a huge way.
I want to read to everyone the response you gave to Twitter. You tweeted out to Twitter. You said, "Hey, Twitter, I didn't realize my face was sensitive content. Ironic, considering I only have 3 tweets and just filed to run for U.S. Senate only hours ago. Was it my scars or the fact that I salute the flag? ? Regardless, neither are going away and neither am I." I think that's about as good a response as anyone's ever given to Twitter. Congratulations on a great response, Sam.
Thanks, Wayne. And I tell you what, look, it's this state and the country, frankly, is responding to us and backing me up in a huge way. We've gotten messages from all corners of the state. I'm now traveling around the state. In fact, I'm on 95 on my way down to Vegas from northern Nevada right now. And this Saturday, we're going to have a big event. And I'd really encourage folks to go to CaptainSamBrown.com. They can learn more about the details of venue, time, place, and sign up in RSVP. But look, this is a movement for the people, by the people, of the people, and we're going to take back our government. We're going to put in folks who share our values, who share our suffering, and have a vision for a new type of leadership and elected office.
I would like you, if it's okay with you, Captain Sam Brown, who's now Republican U.S. Senate candidate for the great state of Nevada, I would like you, if it's okay for you, to tell everyone exactly what happened when your vehicle was struck by an IED. What happened to you?
Well, the scenario was that we had other troops that were under fire. There was a complex ambush, And so my platoon was responding. I was a platoon leader at the time, and we were responding to go assist. And so we're in the midst of, this engagement when my vehicle drove over the IED that blew up, ultimately, and tragically killing one of my soldiers and leaving four of us wounded, all with burns. And that was a very defining moment in my life. I'm 24 years old. I'm a West Point graduate. I'm an infantry officer. I've made it through Ranger School and Airborne School. I'm at, you know, the peak of my life, so to speak, in a lot of ways, as a young man. And I found myself burning to death in the desert. And Wayne, I got to a place after fighting off these flames as long as I could, and I was soaked in diesel fuel, unfortunately, and so I couldn't get it out. I couldn't smother these flames. And I'm laying face down in the desert there in Afghanistan, and I got to a place where I gave up the will to live. I remember processing these thoughts. How long will it take to burn to death? What's the transition from this life to the next going to be like? And then literally giving up the will to live. And one of the miracles that occurred in that next moment is after I gave up my life, I heard the voice of my gunner, and he said, "Sir, I've got you." And those words took me from a place of complete isolation and despair and loss of hope to faith that not only was I going to survive this moment, but my life has been saved for a purpose and a reason. And I was telling a friend not long ago that one of the most beautiful things about that moment is I had the opportunity at 24 to experience the end of my life and reflect on the things I had done. And what was born out of that and the fact that my life did not end, I didn't draw my final breath on September 4th of 2008, is I now get to live the rest of my life with a perspective of living it the way I would want to. And what I discovered ultimately is I have a life motto that is, the life I live is not my own. And so I do things because I feel a duty to it, like running for U.S. Senate. Not because it's the easy thing to do, but because it's the right thing to do. And if I can be a voice for the people who've been left behind by this political class and by representatives who don't share our values and our challenges, then that's what I need to do.
Sam, there's a clear break for me to break in. I just got to let you know the music's on, and we're headed to a strict break, so I have no choice. I hate to ever say goodbye to Sam Brown. We'll have you on again. Captain Sam Brown, Republican U.S. Senate candidate in Nevada, trying to unseat Catherine Cortez Masto. Good luck and God bless. You're a hero.
Awesome and amazing day, man. This is John Jubilee with EnergizedHealth.com. That's right. Write that down after you get off of this ad. EnergizedHealth.com. Because this is your moment to change your life. Intelligent men are skeptical. I want you to be skeptical, but I want you to go check this out today. We have a breakthrough science that is so powerful that hundreds of doctors have changed their life. They recommend it to their patients, physicians to U.S. presidents, leading scientists across the world, because it works. Intercellular hydration pushes all the toxins out of your body. It pushes all inflammation out of your body. Can cause your brain to have double the function, man. Double. Your testosterone level could rise 500 points naturally. You can wake up every morning like a teenage boy again and lose 30 to 40 pounds of solid fat every month. Be skeptical, but go check this out today at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epic Times keep truth alive.
Raw and unfiltered.
So here's the...
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
Well, that was Captain Sam Brown. Captain Sam Brown running for U.S. Senate, and a great man and a great patriot. I had a chance to meet him and his wife at the Clark County Republican dinner dance about 2 or 3 months ago. I think it's been about 2 or 3 months now. And he gave a speech at that event and got a standing ovation from the audience, who just loved him. And I think he's going to be a very interesting Senate candidate. He could be formidable. We shall see. Tough to run against a guy who's that big of a patriot and has made that big a sacrifice for his country. It's not easy to run against him. And rhino liberals and rhino Republicans are going to have a hard time mounting an attack against a guy who's willing to do anything and sacrifice anything for his country while you've done nothing for your country. So I wish him well. Sam Brown, great guy, and I've already gotten so many comments, texts, and emails saying you loved the interview and you were just touched by it and tears in your eyes. And so, Sam, you touch people, man. You really do. Your story touches people. And I think running for Senate is a great idea, and we'll see where it leads. But I have a funny feeling he's going to shock people. We shall see. Sponsor of this segment of the show is the Liberty Project. Speaking of people in need, things in need, animals in need, Liberty Projects has a wonderful website. They do lots of different things, but just one of their projects is called vetsandhorses.com. And you just heard from Captain Sam Brown, a great vet who sacrificed, almost made the ultimate sacrifice for his country, but in the end lived, but has severe burns on his face and his body. And I just love vets, just like I've always loved police. You know, people are willing to give it all, make the ultimate sacrifice so that you and I can have freedom and live in safety and our families are safe. These guys are just national treasures. So vetsandhorses.com, they're the real deal because they are veterans and ranchers, and they care about veterans as in military veterans, but they also care about horses. And the Liberty Project adopts wild Mustangs from the Bureau of Land Management and works with vets to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. And since they're a team of veterans, they actually care about the veterans. So, you know, by putting veterans together with horses, veterans with PTSD often, by putting veterans together with horses, they save the veteran's life and change their life, and they save the horse's life. So whether it's to volunteer, partner, or make a tax-deductible contribution, visit these guys at vetsandhorses.com. Vetsandhorses.com. Wayne Root says, great stuff. Great stuff. All right, again, my email is wayneroot@gmail.com. Wayneroot, R-O-O-T, @gmail.com. And my website, rootforamerica.com, my podcast, War Raw, by Wayne Alla Root. You can find it anywhere you download podcasts. There's a million places. Google, Amazon, Spotify, iHeart, etc., etc. And I want to finish up the show by telling you my great fear for America, other than this horrible open border, is a coming lockdown of the American economy. You could see it. You could see it coming. They want it so badly. So badly. The liberals loved it when they ruined the country and the economy in 2020, and they wanted to do it everywhere. They only managed to do it in New York and California and Illinois. In Michigan, liberal states did it with liberal governors, but they are so angry that they couldn't do it to Florida and Texas on a permanent basis and states like that. And they're really angry. They never could do it for a day against Kristi Noem in South Dakota, right? The governor of South Dakota. Beautiful lady. And what a patriot. What a fighter. She never gave in to their COVID nonsense and hysteria and panic. It's the flu. And people go, oh, people died in South Dakota. Excuse me? First of all, far more people died in every liberal state. Almost all the deaths were in Democrat blue states. So don't criticize South Dakota or Texas or Florida around me, because almost all the deaths in America happen in liberal states with liberal governors. So you're to blame. Everywhere that was locked down and masked up, everybody died. That's where all the deaths piled up. And don't forget, they sent all the old people to death by sending anybody who was sick back to the nursing home. They sent them to their death. But in the conservative red states, they fared much, much better. But even if it was even, it's not. The death was all in blue states. But even if it was even, then what would you take? If 10,000 people died in California, 10,000 in New York, 10,000 in Texas, 10,000 in Florida, there's our four biggest states. If the same 10,000 died in all four states, but everybody got to keep their business open in Florida and Texas, and everybody starved to death in New York and California, which one would you pick as the right way to take on a pandemic? But that's not what happened. What happened is everybody got to continue to do business and make money and prosper and flourish and live their lives and go out to eat and hang out with their families and work out outside and work out in the gym. They did all of that in Texas and Florida and South Dakota and other conservative red states, and they couldn't do any of that. They lived like prisoners and slaves under the government's control. In New York and California and Michigan and Illinois. And more people died in those states. And boy, I ran out of time to tell you about how bad the lockdown is in Australia and how ridiculous the lockdown is. It's because of numbers that are so small. A few people get COVID and they shut down the entire country. The people running Australia must be liberal communist madmen and madwomen. I'll tell you all about it tomorrow. We'll be back tomorrow. I'm going to go enjoy my birthday. Have a great night. Love you all. God bless.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week.
I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.